Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is episode 317, the 317th day of this leap year. There are 49 days until the end of the year, and boy, is my half a glass of water tired. Today's episode marks the 12th of November of the year 2020, and celebrations today include World Pneumonia Day, which you should celebrate by enjoying the crap out of your lungs, which labour away day in, day out, with very little conscious effort on your part except at the top of hills or for like 5 seconds during meditation before your mind gets hijacked by itself in the long-running fight club that is existence. And your guest for today is a man who needs an introduction, because you probably haven't met him in person, and if you have, he will have refused to make eye contact. Celebrity, and 9 times disqualified candidate from the world's sexiest man list for the administration of illicit drugs to the judging panel, the man who puts the surging id into lysergic acid, Andrew Zaltzman. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be back, and don't look me in the eye. To be honest, people looking each other in the eye is at the root of most of the tragedies that have befallen humanity. And if everyone refused to make eye contact, I think we'd all be a lot happier,
in Britain?
But a lot lonelier. I mean, Britain generally, we occasionally make eye contact. We never make soul contact. But
it's the only way you restrain your surging urge to constantly create empires.
Yes, yeah. So, yes, I mean, but we managed to create an empire entirely without making eye contact. It's one of our greatest achievements in many ways.
I hear Queen Victoria once made eye contact, and that's why she had 9 kids.
Yeah, I think that's how people actually conceived in the before sexual intercourse was discovered in 1963 by Philip Larkin.
Today's top story, which you will be bringing us, is how the world has been reacting to the downfall of Donald Trump. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, a new statue commemorating Mary Wollstonecraft, the mother of feminism, is drawing mixed reactions because it's not a statue of Mary Wollstonecraft as much as it's meant to be a statue of her spirit or something rising up out of a fountain of other women. As a leading influential news voice, I'm here to tell you I have no opinion on the statue. I think the statue is fine. If you don't like the statue, make your own statue. I feel statue-based politics are much like statues themselves, which is to say, briefly eye-catching and essentially a waste of your precious, precious attention real estate. Sure, you can care about more than one thing at once. Sure, you can care about statues. And building a place where women are given the same opportunities and support that any other human or octopus person is given. But also, you know for a fact that you only care about it because you saw someone else caring about it online. And I bet there are 100 ugly statues you don't give a shit about. And if you love Mary Wollstonecraft so much, name one of her albums. And her daughter, Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley, doesn't count, or as we call her, Mary Wollstonecraft's monster. How do you feel about the Mary Wollstonecraft statue, Andrew?
Well, I mean, until it started gyrating today, I was, you know, confused by it, but accepting of it. But I found that when it became a sort of kinetic, moving sculpture, it was distractingly erotic. And also, I just don't think in a statue of such a pioneering feminist, you should give pigeons the opportunity to shit on a pair of tits.
Meanwhile, in Denmark, a few weeks ago, Denmark decided to cull all of its mink, up to 17 million animals, because of the spread of a mutant form of coronavirus. That national cull has turned into a political outcry now that the Prime Minister has admitted the plan was rushed and had no legal basis. So it was just a COVID-based mink assassination. And I had no idea minks were still a thing. How many 1930s mob moles are still running around demanding minks, Andrew?
Well, a lot in Denmark, clearly. Maybe that's where they all went. That in sometime in the late 1930s, obviously some interesting things were happening in the world in the late 1930s, but maybe moles found that Denmark had the secret to immortality and the elixir of eternal life and a lot of mink, hence they all ended up there.
That's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't own everything, but you can own one of the following products. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Bernice's Bridal Laser, for the bride who wants to rivet everyone's attention to her shaking hands clutched on the hair trigger of a blasting tool. Bernice's Bridal Laser, a sign I saw today. And do you need to euthanize a mink, Andrew?
That sounds like a quite horrific euphemism.
Give it a final meal of filet mignon, insects, and an aged half glass of water. Brought to you by the coronavirus spreading to the mink population and half a glass of water.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Andrew Zaltzman, you're our narcissist's correspondent. How is the world reacting to Trump's defeat?
Well, with a mixture of confusion and barely disguised giggling and slight concern for the entire future of the human experiment, which is going through an interesting phase. We mentioned the kinetic Mary Wollstonecraft statue, the new improved interactive cyber statue of Abraham Lincoln in the Lincoln Memorial. Over the past week, went into a frown, then a series of marble tears trickling down its face, and was last seen just huddled up in a ball, whimpering to itself. So, I mean, it's good that statues now have the ability to reflect, the emotions of the people they represent in a way that politicians simply can't anymore. I mean, the world's general reaction has been, I guess, very much like the reaction of people in a pub when someone is throwing a tantrum about being given the wrong kind of ketchup and starts wielding a crossbow at the same time. Sort of trying to suppress the laughter, but at the same time genuinely concerned for what may happen next. And, I mean, there's a lot of, kind of speculation about exactly what Trump's aims are. Have you managed to speak to him? Because I know you were trying to get him on the show, weren't you?
I was trying to get him on the show, but I was only able to get through to his secretary, who sent me to his undersecretary, who sent me to Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
Right.
To me, the astonishing thing about it is the Trump supporters supporting Trump like rats that have decided to stick with the sinking ship.
Yeah, and rats that have convinced themselves that they are, in fact, herring, but are still patently rats. But, I mean, I guess, I'm trying to understand it from Trump's reaction. This is obviously, before we got into, obviously, the deep humiliating scar of losing to a candidate that he joked about losing to in Bob the Sentient Trash Island, you know, saying that, you know, if he lost to a sentient trash island, said it's one of his rallies a few weeks ago, then he might as well just go and bob around in the sea and become a sentient trash island himself to raucous cheers from his adoring crowd. Well, I mean, he's really, I think, probably maybe just buying time at the moment, refusing to acknowledge and congratulate President-elect Trash Island. Maybe he's buying time until a vacancy in another country comes up, which the way of world politics is quite likely now. Talks of Guatemala as a possibility. Liechtenstein have offered to step up to the plate and almost take care of him for the world, like a miniature alpine creche. So we'll see what comes of that. And also there's the sort of element of threats of what he may do to America. And there's talk that he could be holding a press conference later today in which he tells all the children in America that Santa Claus doesn't exist. So it's getting very worrying, just, you know, for the well-being of America as a nation and the rest of the world by association. The latest claims from his camp, Rudolph Giuliani, whilst pulling his trousers up and doing up his flies, said that the votes of everyone who voted against Trump were invalid because they weren't shrieking God bless America and firing an assault rifle whilst voting. And it was pointed out that's you don't have to do that. And he said, but yeah, you do. So that's going to run through the courts. Trump himself just this morning passed an executive order trebling the value of all votes for him, which could see him retain the election if the Supreme Court, which he stacked in his favour, votes with him. Also, he has claimed just before we started recording that he is, in fact, Bob the Sentient Trash Island and that Bob is an imposter. So that could be another way for him to stay in the White House. It's interesting, the latest with Melania as well, and what's happened to her and the whole Mars expedition.
Just to catch up any of our listeners, Melania replaced herself with a robot, escaped on a ship for a SpaceX launch with some kidnapped Calvin Klein models, and has launched herself towards Mars, while Ivanka back home has evolved Pokemon style into a Melania to fill her shoes.
I guess that was always inevitable, although whether the Melania is more effective as a pocky character than the Ivanka, time will tell. The Calvin Klein Mars colony, Mars was selected because there's no oxygen, water or food, so models will be pretty well adapted to life on the red planet. The repaired robot Melania has been hacked by pranksters. Been a lot of pranking since the election, and has now been posting social media messages with extremely erotic daydreams about CNN news anchors, which is causing further fury. The dispute between Mike Pence and The Rock, the incoming vice president-elect Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Rock versus Pence, a battle of outdated currencies in many ways. Johnson, whose real name, of course, is Igneous Petrogenesis, of course, is now in line to be president, should President Trash Island at some point resign or break up into multiple floating islets of trash or make landfall, which, of course, could make Bob the first president to be impeached. So people have been worrying a lot about what kind of president Dwayne The Rock Johnson would be. Would he seek to reach across the divide to people who don't like pro wrestling or find action movies hollow, repetitive and commercially cynical? I guess we don't know, but we don't need to worry about that yet, I think. I think that's throwing too far forward. So, well, I mean, the global reaction...
Let's just say, Andrew, that if he does reach across the aisle, it will be with massive guns. and by guns, I mean arms, not guns as in arms, as in the physical... Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, in many ways, The Rock will be, you know, the president or vice president who has most devotedly lived up to the Second Amendment right to bear arms throughout his career, his seldomly sleeved career. It's going to be interesting, Alice, to see, you know, how it plans out. At the moment, the world is essentially hiding behind the sofa, simultaneously wetting itself and laughing hysterically. In both fear and amusement.
That's all the time we have for your top story today, and unfortunately we do not have time for your letters to the editor, but there will be more letters tomorrow if you listen to The Last Post then. Thank you for listening to The Last Post now. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and with a month and a half till the end of the year, if you haven't recommended us to your friends, it's more a reflection on your moral character than on ours. Big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andrew, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, a new TV show, Alice, called What Were We Really Watching, which is a reassessment of the children's TV shows of our past, trying to find any hidden messages. And we're looking at the TV show Sooty. I don't know if you were a Sooty aficionado, but for British people of my generation, very much the absolute foundation of our childhood, watching Sooty on television. But we're reassessing it, and in particular the role of his girlfriend Sue, who was a panda and often spelled S-O-O, but recently uncovered documents have shown that it's actually spelled S-U. Mm. So if you put panda in the letters S-U, you get Spandau, which is the name of the prison in which prominent Nazi Rudolf Hess was incarcerated for four decades until his death in 1987. So the programme is really analysing what we can read into that, particularly as Sooty himself, the head of the Sooty puppet was the exact dimensions of the dome of a never-built megastructure designed by the Nazi architect Albert Speer. So, always when you look back at things, they're not quite as you remember them, but this was a particularly harrowing episode.
Sounds dreadful. I won't be watching that. But I feel like conspiracists should all get into cryptic crosswords. I feel like that's an alignment of skills.
Yeah.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or for one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for behind-the-scenes past to my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor, his hench thug, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.